We are dealing with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad ibn Maslama told the people, when you see me, grab his head,
tear him apart with your swords.
That is what Muhammad ibn Maslama did, but we have no Muhammad ibn Maslama today. So brothers and sisters, we ask Allah azza wa jalla that he raises among us men and women that, as Allah says, لا يخافون في الله لومة لائم, they do not fear in the sake of Allah the blame of the blamers, who would make the kuffar realize that they, by committing blasphemy against our beloved Muhammad, have actually walked straight into a hornet's nest, and that the dust of this will never settle down.
May my mother be bereaved for you, and may Allah raise an army too, to bring the final end to kuffar insulting you, their tongues too far. May my mother be bereaved for you, and may Allah raise an army too, to bring the final end to kuffar insulting you, with their tongues too far. Your rights will no doubt be fulfilled, with the same sword that killed the kuffar whose tongue were too lean. Muslima brought this deen victory. Muslima brought this deen victory. Our Mawla never disappointed us. We will never wait for the rulers that fuss to give us permission to defend you. We are in a rush for the best sunnah. Our Mawla never disappointed us. We will never wait for the rulers that fuss to give us permission to defend you. We are in a rush for the best sunnah. Who will give support to Rasulullah? Give the kuffar nothing but war. Rushing to the most blessed deen. We'll implant Islam seed, we'll implant Islam seed. Who will fly in the winds of glee and attack the kuffar as a group of bees? Tomorrow can never be greeted until we see that you're righted. Who will fly in the winds of glee and attack the kuffar as a group of bees? Tomorrow can never be greeted until we see that you're righted. The fire we bring them is nothing compared to what is with him. Oh ya Rab, our punishment is through bullets and bombs. And Allah's chastising is greater than that. And Allah's chastising is greater than that. Assassinating the enemy of Allah will shed blood for Rasulullah. When will his right be realized by the sprinters to paradise? Assassinating the enemy of Allah will shed blood for Rasulullah. When will his right be realized by the sprinters to paradise? And how strange are those munafiqun who cut their ties with you by showing mercy to your enemies, lying on you that this was sunnah, lying on you that this was sunnah. And how they love to appease the deens as soft as cheese, selling their religion for pleasure is what they seek in life's leisure. And how strange are the munafiqeen, allowing the kuffar to sensitize us and speaking out every night against fulfilling your given right. The cheesy aqidah is powerless when we strike the kuffar's necks, killing them with every opportunity. For bringing death to them is your right. For bringing death to them is your right. The Prophet wouldn't be happy with me if I didn't leave my house for him, to rush the people of whim against those who have their hearts dim. My Prophet wouldn't be pleased with me if I kept being like everyone else, unless if I jolted to his defense against those who have no sense. My Lord wouldn't be as glad to see me as the one who killed for his Nabi's glory. So building a blacklist is what I'm keen on. And the dust will never settle down, the dust will never settle down.